The story of how God freed Peter from prison tells us that the church, each one of us, goes through a night of trial, but that it is the unceasing vigilance of prayer which sustains us. This was the focus of Pope Benedict XVI's lesson this Wednesday, as he continued his series on the power of prayer, as recounted in the Acts of the Apostles.
St. Luke tells us that as the church prayed fervently to God for him, Peter was led forth from the prison by an angel of light. Peter was sleeping, a sign of his surrender to the Lord and his trust in the prayers of the Christian community. The fulfillment of this prayer is accompanied by immense joy as Peter rejoins the community and bears witness to the risen Lord's saving power.
Speaking in Italian and in a very personal comment on the narrative, the Holy Father, who is the 264th successor of the Apostle Peter, told the thousands who crammed into the square for the Wednesday audience,
"Mi sono sempre sentito sorretto dalla preghiera di voi, dalla preghiera della Chiesa, soprattutto."
"I too, from the first moment of my election to the pontificate, have always felt supported by the prayers of you all, by the prayer of the Church, especially the prayers of the faithful. This particularly during difficult times, and I thank you from my heart."
"Soprattutto nei momenti più difficili ringrazio di cuore."
And Pope Benedict concluded that with constant and trusting prayer, the Lord frees us from our chains, guides us through every night of captivity that can gnaw at our hearts, gives us the peace of heart to face the difficulties of life, even rejection, opposition, persecution.
"And I pray that united in constant prayer, we will all draw ever closer to the Lord and to one another."
I'm Emer McCarthy.